Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Sandra Johnson. Sandy is a non-game biologist with Game and Fish. We're going to talk about a very fast-growing hobby in North Dakota, birding.
Yes, birding is becoming more popular. I think we've all probably watched birds before. Everyone, if you're a hunter or you just enjoy, you know, your own backyard, everyone's a bird watcher. Birding is a little bit more, you're going out purposely looking for birds, for wild birds that are outside your yard, or maybe you like keeping a list of everything you've seen, because there's a lot of neat birds in North Dakota that people probably have never seen before. I have no idea that they're here.
Is that why it's becoming so popular in North Dakota, the wide variety of species?
I think so, and it's just, maybe people are just becoming more aware of that there are so many different types of birds. Hopefully it's, you know, some education has helped maybe over the years, but also things like movies, like The Big Year, and there's different social media tools now that people are using where it's easier maybe to learn about some of these things.
Now, if someone's watching our webcast here and they're going, you know, that's something that I've really been interested in, but I didn't know how to start. There has to be procedures, there has to be, I guess, some etiquette, if you want to call it as that, involved around birding.
Well, one of the first things I'd suggest doing is purchasing a bird field guide. Now, there's all different types of bird books out there. If you go to your local bookstore, there's books that have just photographs in them of birds. There's books where it's Eastern North America birds, Western North America birds. I'd suggest getting a book like the National Geographic Guide to Birds or the Sibley Guide to Birds, where it's illustrations. So it shows, you know, one page may have one species of bird, but it'll have 10 different illustrations of what that bird looks like in breeding plumage and wintering plumage. The male may differ than the female.
I would guess they would give the ranges also, so you're not looking
for
some exotic bird that's only found in South America.
They'll have a little range map in there. So that's what I'd suggest doing is getting a book like that and studying it, you know, looking through it, read the introduction about, you know, how to read the range map, you know, what the different color codes mean. I'd also look at the list of North Dakota birds. We do have a list on our website that you can download, or you can get it at any of our offices. Because there's, you know, in North America, there's almost 1,000 species of birds, or at least north of Mexico, that you might find here. North Dakota, there's been documented maybe 375 birds. Now, some of those are still pretty rare, but there's a couple hundred birds that you could probably find in North Dakota if you kind of know what you're looking for. So if you get that checklist, then you know what you might expect here, and study those birds in the book too.
All right, give me an example of some of the do's and don'ts involved with birding.
So some of the do's and don'ts. If you're out, you know, outside your yard, you go for a Sunday drive, you want to go birding, you're looking at birds, because North Dakota there's birds everywhere. I mean, we have so many wetlands. Anywhere you go, you're going to see something. You know, never trespass on private land. If you're watching birds from a road, you know, pull off, always make sure you're looking to see if there's farm equipment coming or whatever, just so that you're not causing a problem on the road. Especially if the birds are in their breeding season, you don't want to disturb them too much. So, I mean, it's great going for a hike through the prairie and looking for them, but, you know, if you do find a bird, you find a nest, just leave it alone, walk away and give them some space.
Pretty easy to get started as far as equipment.
Yes, again, the first thing would be a good bird book. You don't need binoculars, but they really are helpful. And you can start out with just a easy, cheaper pair of binoculars, but I think you'll find that some of those cheaper pairs, you don't get the quality, the clarity of a nicer pair of binoculars. And it's not like you have to spend thousands of dollars, but if it's something that you think you're going to be interested in, it might be worth investing in a nice pair of binoculars.
It's also a good idea to know how to use them.
Right, right. You think, you know, that it looks like such a simple piece of equipment, but a couple things you need to learn are the magnification. So that's the first number. If it says 8 by 40, well, that's an 8 power binocular. That's the magnification. And the second number is the lens size. So the smaller the second number, the smaller your field of depth will be too. So a good starting pair would be something like 8x40, 8x42. If you go any higher, 10 power is still okay, but you know, you don't need the highest power, because then as you're holding the binoculars, they get kind of shaky.
Sure.
So, but a lot of us are hunters too, so we have, you know, binoculars for hunting season. I mean, take them out and use them.
How does a novice birder figure out where to start? Obviously, there are areas that are better than others. How do you figure out where to start?
Well, North Dakota, we have a lot of wildlife refuges. That's a great place to start. Our wildlife management areas that Game and Fish manages, those are great places too. All those places are public land, open to hunting, bird watching, hiking, everything. Even waterfall production areas, state school land. A lot of state school land is open to birding. So I guess one place to start, our department has some publications that you can pick up that gives you some places to go.
I would guess birding is somewhat high tech, or it's moved into the high tech age like most every other thing. Are there electronic applications that people can use to to follow their quest?
Yes, there definitely are. Well, there's a lot of great online resources that you can use, but apps for your smartphone have really taken off, and there's some great apps out there. There's some that are free, there's some you have to pay for, but there are some apps that can actually walk you through, you know, if you're totally new to birding, it'll walk you through saying, you know, how big was the bird you saw? Was it about the size of a robin? And you swipe to the next page and you can pick out, you know, well, what colors was on this bird? And, you know, ask you a couple questions, and then it'll bring up a list of potential answers, you know, even based on your location. So yeah, there are lots of tools that can help you do that. Some of them, even you can take a picture of the bird, and it's all these apps are learning, so it'll pop up different potential answers based on, you know, your picture, or maybe even the sound if you can get a good recording. But even taking photographs of birds is another great way to help kind of learn what they are. Maybe not with your cell phone, because if birds are at a distance, you can't zoom in and get a good picture unless you're going to get an adapter for your binoculars or a spotting scope. You can get good pictures. But if you got an old point and shoot digital camera, that's a great way. If you don't know what that bird is, you know, take a picture of it and you can bring it back and try to identify it.
All right. Lots of great valuable information about birding. Sandra, thanks.
Welcome.
Applications for the 2017 North Dakota Deer Gun Lottery are available, and there are a number of ways to apply. Go online to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov, fill out the application with your choice of unit and deer type, and pay for the fee with a credit card. You can also fill out the old school paper applications, which are available at most sporting goods stores and licensed vendors, or you can apply over the phone by calling 800-406-6409. And don't forget, the deadline to apply for the lottery this year is Wednesday, June 7th. For Sandra Johnson and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.